Making the Most of This Issue, October 2001. Remembering the Pioneers. On the anvil of adversity, the pioneers were hammered and shaped and tempered. President Gordon B. Hinckley taught in a special program commemorating the 1847 arrival of the pioneers in the Salt Lake Valley. Let us remember with gratitude and reverent respect those who have gone before us. See Speaking Today. Heaven in the Home. How can you have a bit of heaven in your home on earth? President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the first presidency, identifies four practices that contribute to a happy home. See the first presidency message. For the family. When you feel surrounded by bad language, do you wonder what you can do about it? See how one couple turned a negative situation into a spiritually uplifting experience. See Latter-day Saint Voices. I love you. Read how one member learned from the Prophet Joseph Smith's example the difference those words could make. See Latter-day Saint Voices. Can an obstacle course, a three-legged race, and a team relay really be part of family home evening? One family shares ideas for creating a memorable sports activity. See Random Sampler. Forgive him. Abandoned as a child by an alcoholic father, a grown son now has to deal with the dying father's plea for help. What will he do? See, and now he needed me. Easing mental illness burdens. According to some statistics, one in five families has a member who suffers from a serious mental illness. What can you do to help people struggling with these burdens? See Easing Burdens of Mental Illness. Strengthening Your Character. Counsel from President David O. McKay, 9th President of the Church, offers rich insights into developing that something within. See Developing Character Insights by President David O. McKay. Your Tour of Welfare Square. Many aspects of the church welfare, from fruit canning to finding employment, can be seen in the model operations at Welfare Square in Salt Lake City. Read on site. Think you're prepared? How can the experiences of the Mormon Battalion or the Latter-day Saints who survived the 1906 San Francisco earthquake help us become better prepared? Read Sturdy Shoes and a Waterproof Tent. Ending the Struggle with Debt. Want an incentive to pay off a debt? Reward yourself as you do it. For ideas on reaching the goal to be debt-free, read Random Sampler. Member Missionary Work. Are there people you would like to help come back to the church? People you would like to see enjoying gospel blessings? This article explains how we can increase the effectiveness of our member missionary work. Read Will You? Home teachers and visiting teachers. Find the monthly messages in this issue. Did you know? Each month's issue of The Ensign has an article supporting the family, focusing either on marriage or parenthood. This month's is on teaching children to respect others. See Cultivating Respect. Gospel Topics. Activation. Will You? Adversity. Strength During Struggle. Agency, strength during struggle, and will you? Atonement, testifying of the great and glorious atonement. Baptism, testifying of the great and glorious atonement. Blessings, Latter-day Saint Voices. Church growth, Saints in. Commandments, visiting teacher message. Compassion, easing the burdens of mental illness, and sturdy shoes and a waterproof tent. Conversion, Latter-day Saint Voices. Courage, sturdy shoes and a waterproof tent. Covenants, visiting teacher message. Divorce, and now he needed me. Dreams, Latter-day Saint Voices. Elderly, serving to the end. Faith in Jesus Christ. Strength during struggles. Family. First Presidency message. Family history. Latter-day Saint Voices, Fatherhood, and Now He Needed Me, Forgiveness, and Now He Needed Me, Friendship, Speaking Today, Good Manners, Cultivating Respect, Happiness, First Presidency Message, Health, Not for the Body, Holy Ghost, Latter-day Saint Voices, Joseph Smith, Latter-day Saint Voices, Kindness, Cultivating Respect, Learning, First Presidency Message, Love, First Presidency Message, Cultivating Respect, Latter-day Saint Voices, and Speaking Today. Mental Illness, Easing the Burdens of Mental Illness, Missionary Work, Will You? Latter-day Saint Voices, Saints In, and News of the Church and Comment, Obedience, Not for the Body, Sturdy Shoes and a Waterproof Tent, and Visiting Teacher Message, Perpetual Education Fund, Saints In Vanuatu, Pioneers, Speaking Today, Prayer, First Presidency Message, Serving to the End, and Latter-day Saint Voices, Preparedness, Sturdy Shoes and a Waterproof Tent, Profanity, Latter-day Saint Voices, Repentance, Testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, and Now He Needed Me, also Strength During Struggles, and Latter-day Saint Voices, Resourcefulness, Sturdy Shoes and a Waterproof Tent, Respect, Cultivating Respect, Resurrection, Testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, Second Coming, Testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, Self-Reliance, On-Site, Service, and Latter-day Saint Voices, Testimony, First Presidency Message, Tolerance, Speaking Today, Welfare, On-Site, Word of Wisdom, Not for the Body, Worth of Souls, Cultivating Respect. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for October 2001, recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah. Read by Tom Lithgow, Michelle Visaraga, Sharon Cruiser, David Shaw, and Paul Royal. Monitored and engineered by David Shaw, August 2001.